Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
The start of a new school year can be challenging if your child is easily overstimulated and highly sensitive to change, social demands, and academic pressures. When your kids are overwhelmed, it's easy for you to become stressed as well. You might worry about your child's ability to cope with the new school year and their overall well-being. Today, I'm talking about helping your highly sensitive child to adjust during the back-to-school season. Welcome back to Project Parenthood. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll help you repair and deepen your parent-child connection, increase self-compassion and cooperation from your kids, and cultivate joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. The highly sensitive person, or HSP, has a nervous system that is easily overstimulated by both positive and negative stimuli, and as such, are deeply impacted by their internal and/or external experience of the physical, emotional, and social environment. HSP children can be more sensitive to change, so the start of a new school year can be a very overwhelming time for them. They may have to adjust to a new teacher, new classmates, a new school building, and new routines. Because they're easily overwhelmed by sensory stimuli like noise, light, and touch, the beginning of a new school year can be a very stimulating time with all of the new sights, sounds, and smells. Sensory overload can lead to feelings of anxiety, stress, and fatigue. HSP kids are also more sensitive to social cues and emotions than other children. This can make it hard for them to navigate the social world of school, which involves making friends, dealing with bullying, and participating in group activities. Academic pressure can also be more challenging for HSP kids. They may have a lot of anxiety and stress about getting good grades, doing well on tests, and pleasing their teachers. If this sounds like your kiddo, stick around to hear about some ways to help your highly sensitive child cope during back-to-school time. The first thing to remember is that respectful parenting is key. When it comes to supporting your highly sensitive child, it's all about embracing a nurturing mindset that sets the stage for their growth. You can be like their compass in an overwhelming world by leading with empathy and compassion. Show understanding when your child needs time to adjust to new situations or changes. Use your active listening skills and focus on showing acceptance in the face of your child's concerns and big feelings. Whenever possible, give your child choices about things that will impact their life. This helps them feel like they have control over their own lives and that they're being respected. Stay cool, calm, and collected when your child is overwhelmed. Your own flexibility and composure are important in showing them how to navigate life's twists and turns. Expected or unexpected. You're also in a better position to be supportive and make in-the-moment skillful adjustments to your plans when you're able to stay calm. Remember to ditch the negative labels. Your kids aren't quote-unquote oversensitive or quote-unquote difficult. Actually, they're beautifully attuned to the world around them. And remind yourself repeatedly High sensitivity is not a weakness. It's a superpower. Your HSP child is like an emotional superhero who feels deeply and connects profoundly. So make sure you focus on and celebrate their unique traits and strengths, such as empathy, intuition, and creativity. You want to focus on modifying the environment and routines. It's important to create a calm and predictable environment for your HSP kiddo. This means generally reducing noise and distractions, especially when your child is struggling. This could look like turning off any screens, closing the curtains, or turning down any bright lights, and taking loud siblings to another room. Make sure your child is going to bed at the same time each night, turning off screens at least an hour before bed, and eating nutritious meals at regular intervals.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Give your child plenty of opportunities for downtime so that they can recharge and relax. They need this more than other kids do. This might be reading a book, spending the first post-school hour at home playing freely, or spending time in nature. And some kids just need to lie about a bit before they're ready for the next activity. In the same vein, make sure your child gets breaks during any sustained activity, especially if they seem to be getting overwhelmed. This could be a movement break, like a 5-minute dance party or tossing a ball around outside or listening to calming music. Because your HSP child likely struggles with adjusting to change, try to give them plenty of warning before known changes occur. If they'll be going to a new school, class, or will have a new teacher, see if you can go to the new classroom or meet the new teacher ahead of time. Do a practice run-through of drop-off and pick-up so that your child knows what to expect during these routines. Give your highly sensitive child time to process information and their emotions. Don't pressure them to answer right away or talk about a particular topic until they're ready to do so. And finally, make sure your child has a special place in your home where they can go to relax and feel safe. It could be a quiet room, a cozy corner, or even a favorite stuffed animal or a blanket. And most importantly, you're going to want to encourage resilience in your child. Here's some ways to help your highly sensitive child cope with their oversensitivities with a hefty dose of resilience. Teach breathing exercises. This can help them calm down when they're feeling overwhelmed. In a moment of calm and connection, try this. Show them how to take a deep breath in, count to four, then exhale like they're blowing out birthday candles. If your child isn't into that, that's okay. There are tons of different kinds of breathing exercises. Just find one they like and practice it regularly, like at bedtime, just before lights out. Another thing you can do is collaborate with your child on a plan for a quick exit. Team up with them to create an escape plan, like a secret signal or code word for when things get too intense and they need to take a break. Decide together on a designated safe place where they can go to relax if they need to. It's like having an instant eject button that puts them in control. Empower your child to self-advocate. Help them learn how to speak up for their needs and boundaries. For example, you could role play. ask them to do outlandish things and let them practice saying no to requests that they don't feel comfortable with. Regularly model and have them practice saying things like, hey, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. Can I have a break? Another thing you can do is encourage creativity. This can be a great way for a highly sensitive child to express themselves, manage their emotions, and guard against stress. Encourage them to pursue activities that they're passionate about, like art, music, or writing. Give validation about their high sensitivity. Let your child know that it's okay to be different, and that their sensitivities are not only not a weakness, but a strength in many ways, in that they may be more empathetic, creative, and intuitive than the average kid. Remind them that they're not alone and that there are many other people who are extra sensitive as well. Encourage enjoyable activities. Make sure your child has plenty of opportunities to do things that they enjoy. This could involve reading, sports, or spending time with loved ones. Encourage kids to do new things and step out of their comfort zone. Introduce new foods, activities, and situations to your child in gradual ways, building up slowly as they gain confidence, comfort, and capacity. Praise their efforts, even if they didn't succeed. The important thing is that they tried. It's important to let your child know that it's perfectly fine to be more sensitive than others, and that you're there to help them through any challenges they face. Imagine that you're the wind beneath their wings, encouraging them to soar. Your unconditional support and respect will help to foster an environment where they can flourish. It's like you're planting seeds of confidence and adaptability. Enjoy watching them grow. In a nutshell, step into the shoes of a compassionate mentor, empathetic, calm, and always ready to guide with love. Your HSP child is on a sensational journey, pun intended, and your understanding, combined with your unwavering support and positivity, is the ultimate gift you can give them. That's all for today's episode of Project Parenthood. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found this helpful. Be sure to join me live on Instagram at BK Parents on Monday, September 18 at 12:45 p.m. when you can ask me anything about school drop-off. You can get your questions answered in real time. If you have a question for me about parent-child relationships, respectful parenting tips, and or parental mental health that you'd like me to cover in a future episode, shoot me an email at parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. Leave a message at 646-926-3243 or leave a message on Instagram at BKParents. And you can learn about my private practice working with parents living in New York State at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, and our director of podcasts is Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin, and our intern is Cameron Lacey.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.